The halacha is Adam, Kalim, Ochlin, Amashkin are Makabel Tuma. And Chazal tell us that explain, based on the Chumash, that Ochlin is only become Tame once it becomes Mukshar with the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? So, Yad Shochedam, Yad Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Cholav, Tau, Dam, and Mayim. So with the seven Makshiri, so if you touched it, Ochlin before became Mokshir, so it's not Makabel Tuma. It's only Makabel Tuma once you wash it off. And to the Ramban writes, a big chiddush, this isn't the Pashtis, that what's that? Apparently, Tuma doesn't conduct itself only if it's through water, only through one of the Zayin Mashkin. If once it's rinsed off, so it's only with the seven Mashkin which help it transmit the Tuma. What about if you wash it off and you dry it? So that, in fact, that's what... regarding the Din Drabanan today, where we those who wash their hands on David Tibul B'mashke, so that's what many people do. If it's dry, they don't. But the Ramban writes, it's a low plug d'oraisa. Rav Yosef Engel gives different examples. Pasha's low plug only applies to Rabbanan, but Rav Yosef Engel deals with low plug d'oraisa. So it's low plug d'oraisa, even if you dried it off, but since it was washed off, so Minat Torah, we don't make a difference to old plug, and therefore it's still mukshi, even though strictly speaking, if it was dry, it shouldn't. That's how the Ramban learned. And others, Rav Yosef Engel discusses, Rav Salavechik, he said the Ramban's going against the Pashtis, the Rashi, the Rashbam, others said, no, what's pshat is before you wash it off, it's not rai l'achila. It's not... How do you get a din of Ochlin if it's with the Zayin Mashkin, you wash it off? Once it's rinsed off, so it's a din of Ochlin, and hence it's Makabel Tuma. It's not that the Zayin Mashkin have to be on it and transmit it. What about Dam? So Dam, by Dam, you have to say it's a low plug d'oraisa, but it's a, that is, the you makshir in order for it to be Roy L'Achila. In fact, that's the whole discussion regarding Schach. We know Schach, one of the conditions is Tolish. And has to grow from the ground. And Eino Makabel Tuma. Can't be Makabel Tuma. So what about using a fruit, an apple, for Schach? So... the Gemara says you can't. What about... It's not washed off yet. You didn't wash it with the Zayin Mashkin. So, in theory, it's not right with Makabel Tuma. So that's what the Achronim discussed, the Mefarshim, whether really Minat Torah it is good. Because it's not Makabel Tumor, they say, no, Minat Torah, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Do I say Minat Torah, it's no good? And it's considered like it's considered Makabel Tumor? Or no, it's only Mid'Rabbanan. So that's the whole discussion, but that's the major machlokes. Most assume that's the Din of the Zayin Mashkin, that makes something Roy L'Achila, and makes it an Ochlin, hence it's Makabel Tumor. And the Ramban says, no, the water is the means of transmitting it. That's how the tomb is transmitted. And that is the way it works. And it's a low plug. Even if you dry it off, you still consider it the din d'oraisa. And that's a discussion by why an apple, even a non-wet apple, is no good for schach. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan?